Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for this show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Jesus, I'm afraid because I believe that I'm a special case. Yeah!
You're looking at the least essential person in this ministry.
That's why I called you boss.
Yeah, well, yeah. You see, the reason why is because when I started ministry, I was told the thing I was supposed to do was to put myself out of a job. You see, if you train and lift up other people and duplicate yourself through other people, and other people can do what you can do, then you're acting as you're supposed to do in the church, you see? So I'm not, you may look at me and say, you're rightly so, that I'm the boss, but I am not the most essential ingredient, because I can reproduce myself as somebody, I can leave this town, and these other brothers can take over, they can do what I do. You see, the real problem, though, we have is that we're putting ourselves in the middle of the picture when we talk about all this stuff, and I want to change that. Let's start with this Bible verse. It's a real simple, easy-to-understand verse. This is in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, I'm going to be jumping around in this chapter, and you see I have in parentheses up here that I'm going to various different verses. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go home tonight and read this whole chapter in your Bible. Because sometimes you go some places, people jump around with the verses, and they're jumping over important stuff. So it's important for you to hold me accountable and other preachers accountable. When they jump around, go back and read that whole chapter. Make sure everything's straight there. And in fact, this whole chapter of the Bible is on this very subject we're talking about here, about serving the Lord and how that works. So for sure, it's a good thing to read the rest of it. But we're going to start with verse 5. He says, there are different ways to serve, but they all come from the same Lord. The body is not made up of just one part. It has many parts. Suppose the foot says, I'm not a hand, so I don't belong to the body. Is it still part of the body? And suppose the ear says, I'm not an eye, so I don't belong to the body. Is it still part of the body? If all the parts were the same, how could there be a body? As it is, there are many parts, but there is only one body. Do we have more on that? Is that it? Oh, more. Good. The eye can't say to the hand, I don't need you. The head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. But God has joined together all the parts of the body, and he has given more honor to the parts that didn't have any. Like us. I added that part. In that way, the parts of the body will take care of each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. You know how sometimes you say you have a toothache, your whole body aches? You know, it's like that, you know. If one part is honored, every part shares in its joy. You are the body of Christ. Each one of you has a part of it. Simple. That's easy to understand. We get that, right? It's not about you. It's about us. You looking at you. What can you do? It's not about you. It's about us. We need you to fall in with us. We need you to help us out. We got a spot that only you can fill. I can't fill that, whatever. There's something God's calling for you to do, giving you talents and abilities that I don't have. If you and I work together, we're going to accomplish something, amen?
Amen.
But see, when there's a victory, when something's accomplished, that's a team victory. It's not just one person. And that's where I think we have a lot of problems. Some people have that problem in their marriage, you know? Where the husband wants to be big boss man and want to call every shot. Then when things go wrong, that's your fault. Those are your children.
Wow.
Right? That's your family, tell them to be like that or something. You know, if you're going to call the shots, you're going to take all the blame when it goes wrong, right? That's how those two go together. I don't know why we fight and clamor to be the shot caller. I don't know if that's that good a job. When I hired these brothers to work for me, when I hired Jed to work for me, I told him, the best job in the kingdom is right behind me. Because I have to put up with running things and being in charge of things and all the headaches. You can just come behind and look cute in the face and just do all the fun stuff. It's true. He just testifying. It's true. And I've told him he could switch jobs with me anytime he wants, and he runs out of the room when I say it, too. You know, it's not about you. It's about us. Being well known is about you. Like Matt was talking about all these big name preachers and popular preachers, and he got the name on the thing and the billboard and whatever and all that. That's about ego. That's about it. That's building a man up. You understand what I'm saying? I don't like that idea of, come for me and stay for Jesus. You know, I don't like that. That doesn't sound right to me. Being well known is about you. Serving's about us. And that's the thing about being part of us is what we're really, really talking about. What we really need here are workers. That's all. Just workers of any kind. You follow what I'm saying? And understand, I struggle with that. I'm a shirker. If you give me a job, I'll shirk it. I'm good at just, I have a thing, and my back is out. Maybe tomorrow. Ask me tomorrow. Send me a memo. Whatever those things are. But you know what I'm talking about. There's some people, they're good at just picking up and handling things and grabbing a hold. This trash can over here can be full. And there's a brother standing right next to it. Lord, what is my calling? What shall I do? And the garbage would pile higher and higher, right up under his chin. Just a sign, Lord, of some kind. The garbage would fall on his shoes. Anything, Lord, that I could do for you. You see what I'm saying? Because apparently, to some people, that's not the good job. It's taking out the trash. I don't get that. It's all one thing. You follow what I'm saying? It's not what you do at all, because it's not about you. It's about us. It's what God's doing through us. He's doing something through all of us. Everybody needs to do their part. We had a brother. He came here a few weeks in a row and was seeing what we were doing, and he asked us, what we thought he should do, and he wanted to get into some ministry and do some stuff. And we said, well, you know what? We think it would be a good idea if you go to maybe a 12-step meeting, because he needed some help in that area as well. And maybe you go to a 12-step meeting. Maybe you could help him set up chairs beforehand. Maybe do the coffee. You know how they have the coffee going and donuts. Maybe you could get some donuts and coffee. You could help him with that, and that would be something you could do, and then you could get the benefit of the meeting, and everybody wins, you know. And this guy came back and said, you telling me you think I should set up chairs? And that's when we had to stop, pull him up, and somebody had to hold me back. And I said, have you seen me haul equipment in and out of this room before? Because if I am not so high and mighty that I can't haul equipment and set up equipment, whatever, how is it you gonna stand there, look me in the eye, way more clueless than I am? I know more, I got more knowledge of what to do in the tip of my pinky. You got it in your whole body. But you're not humble enough to set up a chair, but you can watch me do it. Do you think that's okay? Maybe you tell me what you think about me, I guess, at this point. That's ego. That's about you. And as long as you're trying to do something for you, forget about being happy. Forget it. I like this shirt. I'm going to wear this shirt, so it'll make me happy. That shirt get moth holes in it, then somebody tears it, and the food splashes on it. Now you're not happy. Got to get another shirt. That journey never ends. You do it for you. So it's not about you. It's about us. And that's the beauty of it. That's the joy of it. We're going to do this together. We're going to share the victory together. Being in charge is about your ego. Serving is about being one of us. Why don't you could please be one of us? We don't need any more people just want to be in charge, get on the mic, tell everybody what to do. We've got enough. We're filled. What we need is somebody who could just be an encouragement to somebody. You know what I mean? How many times have you been in a place where you're just at the end of your rope and there's not one person who can just take the time to listen to you and give you a word of encouragement? And then one person, bless their heart, one person comes in your life and gives you that word, and that's the difference between make and break for you. There's nothing more valuable than that. There's nothing more important than that. We get in our head, I want to wear a suit with many buttons and stand up front and everything, and the choir will sing behind me and I will be really important. Forget that. Forget it. It's not about your ego. It's not about rank. This is about getting away from you, getting outside of yourself. Serving other people is about getting to a place where it's not about me anymore. It's not about my problems, my headaches, and my worries, and all those things. I have enough of that all day long. If I can help somebody else, it helps me forget my troubles for a minute. Y'all follow what I'm saying? This is what I want for you. Are we getting somewhere? All right, let me drive to the hoop then. Qualifications is about you. So we talk a lot. Am I qualified? Can I do it? Is this for me? Is this, you know? But serving is about what God can do with us. And when I, you know, you heard Matt up here preaching a second ago. And I said, and I'd seen him do some stuff. I talked to him and interacted with him. I saw something. And I said, Matt, I want you to come work for me. I'm going to tell you. And he had not, never been like a big preacher or any of that stuff. I said, I want you to come work for me. And I'm going to do, you know, we're going to put you to work. And he says, oh, well, I wouldn't know how. I don't know what to do. I don't think I would be qualified for that job. I said, what do you know? I'm the boss. I tell you who's qualified. You don't know anything. How are you going to tell me who's qualified, who's not qualified? I'll tell you who's qualified. Be quiet and start working for me. Then I'll qualify you. Then you'll figure it out. How about that? Forget about who's qualified, who's not qualified. I told him the same thing I'm going to tell you. Why don't you do it till somebody better comes along? I know somewhere in the world there is someone prettier in the face than me, that knows more Bible than me, that has a better speaking voice than me, that is slick and sharp, and this person, whoever they are, bless their heart, they just know Bible and everything. I'm just holding this spot down until he gets here. Okay, that dude has not shown up. It's been about 25 years. He's very busy being famous somewhere else. Meanwhile, I'm happy with my spot, so I'm going to keep it if y'all don't mind. See, serving is just recognize work is work. It doesn't matter which part of the job you're doing. It doesn't matter what part of the body you are. It's all one thing, amen? That's what we're trying to get you to recognize and feel a bit of comfort about. The picture I want you to have in your mind is what sets it all in motion. You know, if you have a car, you have that spark plug. All it does is send a little electrical spark from just across a tiny little gap. But that ignites the gasoline, that drives a piston, that turns the wheel, makes the car go. You don't have a spark plug in that car, you're not going anywhere. It's the smallest, littlest part of that operation, but it's essential. That's who I want you to be. The person who sparks things, the person who sets things in motion. There's somebody you know that needs to be in this meeting. If you cuff that brother and say, man, come on with me to this meeting. Maybe he won't go the first week, the second week, but eventually that brother's going to go, see? That brother would come, maybe he comes here, maybe he hears great preaching, everything goes great, la, 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 woo, woo. But you were the one that was the difference between make and break, weren't you? You were the one that made that happen. You're as important to that process as I am. It's all one body. Amen? Yeah. Last point I want to make, then I'm going to leave it alone. You want to be important. That's good. I want you to be important. If you want to be important, recognize this. Love makes you important. Love makes you important. Hype will make you popular, but love will make you important. And you have the capacity to be very, very loving people. Amen? God bless you. We love you. Y'all want to get through it? Let's hear it.